The magazine for which Giovanna worked mainly dealt with paranormal and supernatural phenomena. While going to a building in the area of the ancient port of Genoa, in which spirits were said to have been heard several times, Giovanna found herself rescuing a woman who, while lighting a cigarette, was engulfed in the flames. Since there had been talk about strange phenomena, spontaneous human self-combustion, hidden powers of the journalist and so on, a press conference was convened at the editorial staff of Ex Totem to clarify what had happened. On that occasion, Correia introduced himself to Giovanna, managed to seduce her, and convinced her to work with him for a special on the traces of the so-called Bajuis. They would go together to Triora to get in touch with the spirits of the witches, to visit the magical places, to film a Sabbath on a full moon night, and perhaps to get an exclusive interview from Aurora Della Rossa herself. Borelli accepted, but on condition that her usual collaborator Dario Vulli went with them. Correia's only intent was to take the opportunity to kill her too. Giovanna was very good at escaping her colleague's obscure design on the full moon night, which in the year 2000 coincided precisely with the night of August the 15th, during which it seems that the three journalists, judging from Vuoli's notes, actually attended a Sabbath, in which Aurora Della Rossa participated. Fascinated by that woman, Giovanna abandoned her two sleeping colleagues. She went into the underground tunnels, to the sacred part of the witch's residence. She was convinced to open the secret passages by reciting the words of a spell, but in reality it was Correia, with the ring, who was permitting her to reach her destination, remaining hidden and silent and spying on her every movement. The witch Aurora welcomed Giovanna with open arms. She opened the woman her library and showed her the texts she had to learn to be promoted adept of the seventh level. Although the girl had been skeptical until then, she devoted herself to the study and stayed a few days in Aurora's house, precisely until August the 20th, the day when, perhaps you will all recall, a particular astronomical event occurred, a total solar eclipse. The witch, as usual, drugged the girl, exercised her hypnotic powers, and lay with her to exhaustion. She enjoyed the fact that Giovanna was an hermaphrodite and had a very developed clitoris, such as to simulate a small penis. Correia, always remaining hidden, was ready to pick up his second victim at the right time, to sacrifice her, this time in correspondence with the place dedicated to her, Lago Degno. Considering the situation, he had to kill Dario Vuoli too, because he knew too much. After holding him prisoner for days, he slaughtered the journalist and threw him at the bottom of the lake, securing him with a rope to a large stone, so that the corpse would not emerge. Then he burnt the girl. He hid the body inside the cave near Lago Degno and protected its entrance with a powerful explosive, connected to the gate that closed the cave. He never returned to civil society, relegating himself to those underground tunnels waiting for his next victims. By now, he had to complete his plan, but to get the third victim, he would have to wait for a long time, and in the meantime, he met Laris Dracu, who had the power to almost blow up all his evil designs.